Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we're featuring three more 1960s songs that were introduced by a Motown family member. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Thelma Houston, The Contours, Edwin Starr, The Commodores, Lionel Richie, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell together, and Michael Jackson. Well, first up, The Temptations. And the song will be introduced by Temptations member Otis Williams.
Ain't Too Proud to Beg was our next million seller. Norman Whitfield, a fella that's been producing us for quite a number of years, he also produced that. Mostly when we're out on the road, a lot of our tracks and ideas of songs, they come up while we are performing. And when we come home, that's when we more or less find out what we have to record or what have you. We're always looking for something that's different, not anything that would bring us to be like complacent, because we are a group that have to have something that's challenging.
And though I won't say one word, I know you'll understand. Here comes another great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory from the Contours. That was called Shake Sherry, and they reached number 21 on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1963. Before that, Thelma Houston didn't reach top 40 status on the pop charts, but did reach number 12 on the Rhythm Blues charts from 1977, and that song was called If It's the Last Thing I Do. And we start with the Temptations, their great signature tune, Ain't Too Proud to Bake. Well, this is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great 1960 songs introduced by the Motown artist himself. Well, coming up, Edward Starr will introduce his smash hit, 25 Miles.
The song 25 Miles was written because of the fact that I didn't have a closing number. I was in a club in Lansing, Michigan that was owned by a very, very good friend by the name of Mickey Shapiro. His club was in direct competition with another club in town. And when he asked me to do the club, I had to come up with something that I thought was powerful enough to be a closing number. And the song that I wrote was 25 Miles.
When Edwin got to the studio, the result was astounding. Scott Regan, whose own radio theme song had been sung by Edwin, confirms.
He was a very natural talent. He was just spur of the moment, extemporaneous in the way he did things. 25 Miles, as a song, I think, showed his vocal range, how high he could go, how low he could go. He did everything. Everything you could possibly imagine a singer could do, he did on that song.
Miles from home, girl. My feet are hurting mighty bad. can go stone wild. So I got to keep on walking. I got to walk on. Oh, oh, oh. I'm so tired, but I just can't lose my stride. I got 15 miles to go now, and I can hear my baby calling my name. It's as if as though I'm standing at a front door. I can hear her that doggone plane. Now I'd be so glad to see my
Continue with Tom Fowler. I've been through so many changes in my life, woman. It's a wonder I ain't lost my mind. And I ain't never said how much I need. I sure need you by my side. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. Even though you ain't gonna lose too much by leaving, I'm so glad you stayed. My love, just thinking about you, baby, just blows my mind. Oh, my love,
sweet sound of Lionel Richie. That was My Love. That reached number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1982. Before that, the Commodores' first hit. Lionel Richie was part of the group, but this was an instrumental, interestingly enough. That was Machine Gun, reaching number 7 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1974. And we started with Edward Starr's signature tune, 25 Miles. Not quite as popular as War, but a great song nonetheless. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour will feature some great 1960s songs introduced by the artist himself. Well, coming up, the dynamic duel of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with a wonderful song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. This is introduced by Marvin Gaye.
Ain't no mountain high enough. That was a good beginning because I had no idea that Tammy was as good a singer as she, of course, turned out to be. I hadn't had a chance to hear her sing before I met her. But some people who were on their toes dug her sound and perhaps realized that we may possibly make a good duet.
Ludie Montgomery remembers the magic between Marvin and her older sister Tammy.
I thought Marvin was handsome, debonair, and smooth, and especially real cool. Tammy was so vivacious and energetic. They would look into each other's eyes, and if you didn't know the relationship that they had, you would have thought they were lovers because they were so intertwined. I liked them together very, very much.
So it was a challenge and something groovy to do. Besides, she was very pretty.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Don't
Michael Jackson, a song that was recorded in the early 1970s but wasn't released until after he left the Motown label in 1975. That song was called We're Almost There, and it reached number 7 on the rhythm and blues charts. And we started with Marvin and Tammy, Ain't No Mountain High Enough. This hour, we featured 6 great songs from the 1960s and the Motown artist or Motown family member helping to introduce it. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.